KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Good year!
We want to make sure you know to call McAtee Tire in Atlantic when you're having tire issues. Whether it's in the field, on the road, or at home, we can take care of you. We offer a farm service truck that can come to you in order to speed up the repair or replacement of your tire and get you back in the field faster, or take advantage of our service repair shop in Atlantic. McAtee Tire in Atlantic offers a large, in-stock selection of premium Titan and Goodyear farm tires. Why choose Titan for your tire needs? Titan and Goodyear farm tires are made in America, many coming from right here in our backyard, Des Moines, Iowa. Titan also offers a 90-day, no-excuses customer satisfaction program, which gives you 90 days to determine whether you like the tires or not. Not sure what your tire needs are or who you can turn to with questions? Give the tire experts and trained technicians a call at McAtee Tire in Atlantic, 712-243-4413, or visit us online for more information. Trust McAtee Tire for all your tire and service needs.
Serious freedom.
In high school sports last night, in volleyball play, Hawkeye 10 conference action, Atlantic participated in a triangular with Creston and Lewis Central. It was Creston and Lewis Central both picking up 3-0 sweeps over Atlantic, and Lewis Central with the 3-0 sweep winner over Creston. Abraham Lincoln topped Glenwood 3-0. It was Kemper Catholic, a 3-0 sweep over Shenandoah, and Red Oak was a 3-0 winner over Harlan. In corner conference play, Fremont Mills went the distance to beat East Mills 3-2. Griswold a 3-0 winner over Essex. It was Sydney 3-0 over South Page. In Western Iowa Conference, it was Logan Magnolia out-dueling AHSTW 3-2. It was Trainer a 3-0 win over Riverside. Tri-Center 3-0 over IKM Manning. And Underwood 3-0 over Audubon. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, East Union a 3-1 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's, Mount Air 3-1 over Lenox, Nottoway Valley 3-1 over Central Decatur, and Southwest Valley was a 3-0 sweep winner over Bedford. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva 3-1 over Coon Rapids Bayard, and Cam was a 3-0 winner over West Harrison. And in other scores, Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City West 3-0. Let's look at high school volleyball from last night. In cross-country action, the Denison Monarch Cross-Country Invitational was held. And on the girls' side, it was Harlan taking the team title with 37 points. Abraham Lincoln was second with 85, followed by Logan Magnolia, Denison, and Tri-Center, the top five. Individually, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center was the champ. 18:30:44 was her time. Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia came in second. Reagan Anderson of Denison was third. Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia was fourth, and Kaya Beaker of Harlan came in fifth. In the boys' race, it was Okoboji winning the team title with 83 points. Harlan was second with 116, followed by Denison in third with 132. Storm Lake and Woodward Academy round out the top five. Individually, it was Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun who won it with a time of 15:59:12. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley was second. Dylan Blake of Maple Valley came in third. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley was fourth, and Trey Gross of Harlan came in fifth. That's a look at your Denison Monarch Cross Country Invitational from yesterday. Also, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches releasing their latest rankings for cross country teams in each class. And in boys 4A, it's West Des Moines Dowling Catholic top ranked, followed by Dubuque Hempstead, Waukee, Pleasant Valley, and Ankeny. In girls 4A, it's Johnston, Waukee, Dubuque Senior, Southeast Polk, and Iowa City West. In boys 3A, Gilbert is top ranked, followed by Clear Creek, Amana, Carlisle, Marion, and Dallas Center Grimes, the top five. Glenwood comes in at 14th. In girls 3A, Dubuque Wallard top ranked, Harlan at second, Ballard is third, Glenwood fourth, and Pella is fifth. Atlantic at number 9 in this week's poll. In Class 2A boys, it's Tipton who's top ranked, followed by Sioux Center, George Little, Rock Central Lion, Unity Christian, and Okoboji. And in Class 2A girls, Crestwood top ranked, followed by Williamsburg, Panorama, Mid Prairie, and KPWC. Also in Class 1A, in the boys' rankings, Madrid is top-ranked, Nottoway Valley is second, Newman Catholic of Mason City is third, Calamus Wheatland fourth, and Sibley is number five. Earlham comes in at number 10. ACGC is at 14 this week. And in girls 1A, Logan Magnolia is still top-ranked. Keyhigh is second. Iowa City, Regina, Denver, and Hudson round out the top five. Earlham comes in at number 11. AHSTW is at 14th. And ACGC is at 15th there in the rankings. Let's look at your high school cross-country rankings there from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. They also released their latest individual rankings as well. And in Class 3A boys, it is Bishop Heelan's Charles Salisbury, who's ranked 7th. Also in those 3A boys rankings, it's Jalen Peterson of Atlantic, who comes in at number 30 in the latest rankings. In girls 3A rankings, it's Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood, who's ranked 3rd. Atlantic's Taylor McCready is ranked 6th. Heelan's Amber Asoff is ranked 11th. In that latest poll, Denison Schleswig's Reagan Anderson is 23rd, and Glenwood's Aubrey McIntyre comes in at number 30. In the 2A boys rankings, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is ranked in the second spot. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley is ranked number 8. Dylan Blake of Maple Valley is 13th in this latest rankings. Also in 2A girls, Panorama's Ella Waddle is ranked number 6th. And that is the only local, actually, a Tory Castle of Trainer comes in at number 29. Those are the only two local athletes rated there. In 1A boys, it's Nottoway Valley's Josh Bodler ranked 5th. Noah Nelson of ACGC is ranked 7th. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley is 12th. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney is 17th here this week. St. Albert's Leo Garrigan is ranked 25th. In those latest 1A boys rankings. And the 1A girls, Emma Lucas still holds the top spot for Bedford. Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center is ranked 2nd. Courtney Sporer and Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia are 3rd and 4th. Kate Crawford of ACGC is ranked at number 5. St. Albert's Gracie Springman comes in at number 16. ACGC's Lauren Embleton is ranked 23rd. And Alexis Post of Riverside is 28th. Sophia Browers of Nottoway Valley is ranked 30th. That's a look at your Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross-country rankings as well. In other sporting notes, in Major League Baseball, the Brewers are within a half game of the NL Central lead and 3.5 games ahead of Colorado for the first wild card after Christian Yelich hit a 3-run homer and collected 6 RBIs in Milwaukee's 12-4 romp at St. Louis. Ryan Braun homered twice and went back-to-back with Jesus Aguilar to put the Brewers ahead to stay. The Redbirds have fallen a half game behind the Rockies for the second wild card. Other National League scores, Washington 9-4 over Miami, Atlanta beat the Mets 7-3, Pittsburgh 6-0 over the Cubs, it was Colorado's 10-3 over Philadelphia, Arizona 4-3 over the Dodgers, and San Francisco 5-4 over San Diego in 12 innings of play. In one interleague game, Hunter Dozier's tie-breaking homer in the ninth inning pushed the Royals past the Reds 4-3. Ryan O'Hearn smacked a two-run shot that put Kansas City up 3-0, but Dilson Herrera's two-run blast sparked Cincinnati's comeback. Other American League scores had Houston beat Toronto 4-1, the Yankees 9-2 over Tampa Bay, Detroit 4-2 over Minnesota, the White Sox 5-4 over Cleveland, the Angels were 4-1 winners over Texas, Seattle and Oakland was a 10-8 win for the Mariners in 11 innings, and Baltimore at Boston was postponed. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this hour by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.